Children, I'm going to read a story that the Lord told us. It's a parable in which he compares a person to a house. And in the story, you can hear what kind of person has a strong house and what kind of person has a weak house. He uses the word prudent. Prudent means somebody who thinks ahead, who thinks carefully, and does what he needs to do so that things will work out, compared to a foolish man who doesn't think. So listen what the Lord says. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a prudent man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the rivers came, and the winds blew, and they fell upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them shall be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the rivers came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and the fall of it was great. So what does the Lord say is the difference between the man who has a strong house and the man who does not have a strong house? Did you hear what he said? He who hears these sayings of mine and
does them,
whereas the foolish man is the one who hears the Lord's sayings and
does not do them.
That's right. So here's a picture of two houses. And you can see the one house is strong. And it's built on the rock. Whereas this house is washing away. And you can see the rain and the wind beating on the house and the river rising. But it's strong. But this house is getting washed away because it's built on the sand. And here's another picture. Here's a strong house built up on the rocks here. And here's a sand castle down below. And you know what the ocean is going to do to the sand castle, don't you? It's going to wash it away, isn't it? That's right. And it's going to be all gone. Yes. So here's this picture.
It's like if you build a sand castle at the beach, the waves comes in when you're fast asleep, and then when you get up and go, if your sand castle is still there, it's not there.
Right. That's right. Now, so an example of that, please stop that now. An example of that is, suppose that you are someone who has heard the Lord saying, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God is giving thee. What land is the Lord giving you?
Heaven.
That's right, heaven. And so you think to yourself, I must honor my father and my mother. How do I honor my father and mother? Yes? You do something right away when they ask you to? Yes, that's a good example. Yes?
What they say to you.
That's right. So, for example, if your parents say, okay, time to clean up, time to put the toys away, or time to clean your room, so let's put the dirty clothes in the wash basket and the clean clothes in the drawer, then everything will look nice. Then a wise man, a prudent man, says, okay, mom and dad asked me to do this, I can do this, and mom and dad help me. And I'll get it done quickly, and the house will look nice, and my mom and dad will be happy. Whereas the foolish man says, oh, I think I'd rather play my game or draw my picture or read my book and pay no attention to what my parents are saying. And then my parents are angry with me, they're disappointed, and the house is a mess, and that doesn't work out so well, right? Now, in the Word, the Lord often compares people to houses. And here is a little Lego house. You can think about this. You can picture that your mind is like a house. Sit down, please.
I know that's a house.
Yes, sit down there. And then you can see here's a front door where somebody's coming in to see them. And someone who lives in the house is saying hello. And here is a living room where people are visiting and a dining room where people are having supper together. And then back here there's a kitchen where a couple of people are working. But then there's some quieter rooms in the house, too. Here's two rooms where people are resting and the doors are shut. And here, in this room, someone is opening the Word. So you can picture that your mind is like this house or like a house. Okay? Your mind, the Lord makes your mind with rooms. You have parts of your mind that you use to talk to your friends. You have a part of your mind that you use to talk to your mom and dad. If you're going to school, you have a part of your mind that you use for doing your homework. You have a part of your mind you use for riding a bicycle or something like that. And you also have higher parts of your mind, like when you come to church or when you have worship at home and you're thinking about the Lord and you're thinking about heaven. So you have all these different parts of your mind. And the Lord wants you to have a beautiful, strong mind and a beautiful, strong home in heaven. And what does the Lord say makes us have a strong home in heaven? He who hears these sayings of mine and
does them.
And does them. So let's be careful to hear what the Lord says, to listen, and then do it as best we can. And then the Lord will build us a beautiful, beautiful house to live in forever. Amen.